I'm delighted to say we have both Brendan Devaney and Padraig Joyce on the line to look ahead to this one. You're both very welcome, lads.
Thank you.
How are you? Listen, before we get into it, a couple of things I want to mention first. Padraig, congrats on Bog War and Lee Roach today in Galway. Nice one for the sponsor to get.
Nice one for the sponsor to get, yeah. Nice, when you know about them.
But, yeah, super stuff.
He's doing well, young Lee. The winner as well on Monday night, that, of course, we didn't know about him. I don't think Lee knew about himself at 16-1, but we got a few pounds today on Bog War, so we're loaded for the weekend.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, brilliant stuff. I saw all the stuff on Twitter there. Congratulations. So brilliant results for him and for Bog War. I have to ask you as well, Brendan, because obviously news came into us a little bit earlier today. Really sad stuff that Derry GAA, in fact, leading the tributes, that Aaron Devlin has passed away after battling that very aggressive strain of meningitis. 22 years of age, Brendan, and his whole life in front of him just really is a tragedy.
Well, yeah, I just caught the end of it there. I was up in Belfast all day at a meeting and I come out, I just got the news. So real tragedy from his family, as you say, everything in front of him and taken away.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, look, we're going to focus on the big game this weekend as far as me and Alan are concerned. And a lot of people have this one as the closest of the four and the most difficult to predict for a few different reasons. But in terms of the Connacht semi-final defeat to Mayo, Padraig, can I ask you, how are Galway, if you think back, I mean, it seems like a long time ago now, it's only been a few weeks, Galway nearly seemed like a completely different side from the side that were beaten to Mayo to the team that's going into this match on Saturday. Is that fair to say?
They look a different side, Hugh, but the personnel are still the same. Like, we haven't made any huge wholesale changes since the Mayo game, but it's just that they got like, kind of, you know yourself, when you get in the qualifiers, you get a run, a game or two, get a run on your belt, you think you're unbeatable. But like, we got up to Armagh, we beat actually very poor Armagh side that day, and the last day again, Derry, we were like, okay, we did okay to win the game, but like, none of our forwards scored from play that day. We got 2 points from play from our wing back and centre back. Like, we are improving, the confidence has probably come back into the team, but I think Saturday's game is a mammoth task for Galway.
But I mean, we've spoken about Kildare's confidence from two on paper easy enough wins for them over Offaly and Longford, and how much confidence they took from that and how it transformed the mood of the squad. I mean, you could make the same argument that Galway are in that place now.
Yeah, no, like, don't get me wrong, like, the confidence in Galway will be up and high. I actually seen the Kildare Dublin game, like, the demoralising the demeanour by the Kildare players in that game in the last 5 or 10 minutes was unreal. But they've made a massive recovery. Even the Kerry management went up to Cavan last week thinking that Cork would beat them out the gate, but they didn't, and it was a massive win for Kildare last week as well. So they've turned the tables. But if you do keep winning, it breeds confidence all the time. So our lads will go to Croke Park. Galway will be very happy. The game is fixed in Croke Park, not fixed in a provincial ground like Sligo or Castlebar or Breffni Park, wherever it's going to be. So our lads will look forward to Croke Park. I mean, Galway is always a team that plays well in Croke Park, but I just think the task ahead of Galway is mammoth. Like, if you compare Galway to the war 3 years ago, say in 2012, when they got Ireland champions, Galway get knocked out by Antrim, and the year after, Mayo beat Donegal by 16 points, they beat Galway by 17 along the way as well. So like, it's just hard to see like where the experience and class definitely is in Donegal's favour, but I'm saying that Galway go up full of hope and try and rattle them as much as they can, you know.
Brendan, what do you think, you know, as a Donegal man, would you agree that Galway are up against it this weekend?
Yeah, Padraig's talking us up nicely. I like that. I have a different frame of mind. You know, for me, you know, Galway have, you know, the likes of Sykes, Comer, maybe Shane Walsh back, you know, Lundy, if he kicks in before him, if four potentially great players. I don't know how close Walsh is to playing. I'm looking really at Donegal. The last two matches, with the three or four players have played well. You know, Monaghan sat back the last day, 5 points up, invited us on, and, you know, fair enough, there was a kick in us, but I don't know what Donegal team's going to turn up. I mean, as you're saying, they're always on a bit of a run now. You obviously accounted for Armagh, accounted for Derry. They've played Monaghan a couple of challenges this year, so they're going to know all about Donegal's style of play. And really, it comes down to me to you know, the tactics on the day and the tactics from the management and how they've been coached to keep the ball under pressure, to try and work a score. And of course, they sit in counter attack. And you've seen, obviously, Finney Hanley had his hands full with Aidan Walsh the last day. You know, could he handle Murphy if he went inside? So it's all about the Galway defence and about those three or four forwards then as they break out. And if Donegal played, they do against Derry, and they did last against Monaghan, you know, Galway could take a victory.
Colm Keyes has an interesting piece of Roy McHugh in the Independent today, and Ryan makes the point that you know, like Cork, he's not so sure if they had to play this game in the week immediately after losing to Monaghan that they could have handled it. And maybe that explains a little bit more about what Cork were coming into after losing to Kerry. But that the extra couple of weeks, it was almost like a grieving process when you lose a provincial final. And especially in Ulster, the first week you spend nearly coming to terms with the defeat. And the second week is about rebuilding the group and getting the confidence back and concentrating on your opponents.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to management and the type of characters you have in the team. I couldn't put Donegal and Cork together. I just look at Cork and I just think, what is going on in that? And that's you know, fair enough, they lost it to Kerry in a replay, but really the opportunity to kick on for their season, to kick on sitting there, don't tell me you can't. I don't take this 6-day turnaround thing as a reason, because, you know, you've Kildare, you haven't got the best team in Ireland coming up to blow you away. You have the potential to beat them. How they perform, you know, fair enough, they started the game not too bad, they lost by O'Connor and they fell their guts, but, you know, I think we've done it all. This group of players, they're very professional, they're very methodical, and that tactical type of game they play usually means that they'll be in the game because they'll stop the team scoring a certain amount. So I don't think the only thing it'll affect, I think, is the likes of Murphy's injury, you know, and I don't think he really trained pre-Ulster final. Obviously Lacey's out, you know, you look at the likes of Thompson and McLoon back in, they're not fit enough though. You know, they probably go with Ryan McHugh and Lacey's, or Mark McHugh in Lacey's role, maybe bring in O'Reilly, but as we've seen with Donegal, the depth in the forward line just isn't there. So, you know, I'm wondering about Crow Park and Nomoran Park saying give Galway a lift coming up. Well, it gives us Donegal team a lift so they can, you know, so they can go from box to box, because only in doing that will they achieve the result.
Porrick, there is just a perception that, you know, Donegal maybe aren't as tight defensively, and Brendan's alluded to it there, as they have been under, you know, Jim McGuinness and over the last few years, I suppose. Do you think that Galway might sniff that they're going to get a bit more space, they're going to get a few more chances than traditionally would expect against Donegal, and if they capitalise on that, that is the key to victory?
Possibly, but like, look, Donegal are still very defensive, but like, they actually play the defensive game better than people realise. Like, I mean, the last day against Monaghan, I covered the Ulster final for RTE Radio, but I mean, like, Donegal, like, it was a case of Monaghan to win the game, but Donegal really kicked that game away. Like, that 16 wides, a lot of wides that they had away, but I mean, Carol Lacey is an awful lot to Donegal. I mean, when he goes off the team, like, he's their spiritual leader as such. I know they have Michael Murphy now, but he's a key man for them, as Carol Lacey, and I know he's a bit of a knee injury on Sunday, so hopefully he's not too bad and it doesn't keep him out for too long. But like, he's a big loss that's in tobacco, as he carries some ball, a lot of ball forward. Like, but if you look at the way Donegal started the final, like, 3 points after 4 or 5 minutes, but for some reason or other, than this, they kind of stopped playing. So like, if Donegal play to their potential, like, they'll win this game easy. But like, if you go back to Kerry last year in the final, like, they didn't perform against Kerry, they almost beat them. They didn't perform against Monaghan and probably should have won the game as well. So the ball's in Donegal's court. I mean, if they perform, they have the quality of player to win this game and to progress. And like, I don't think Donegal are actually overly disappointed for losing Ulster final, because like, in the end of the day, their objective is to win an All-Ireland with that bunch of players that they have. The reason they all came back and stayed on under Rory Gallagher this year was to win an All-Ireland. I don't think it was to win an Ulster title. They have won 3 of them, so they're okay on them. So yeah, like they've made their route a little bit harder, but they still, if they won the Ulster final, they still have to beat Kerry and Dublin to win All-Ireland more than likely, whereas now they have to throw in one qualifier against Galway and probably a quarter final against Mayo into the mix to try and win it. But look, I'm saying that Galway have forwards that score a good part, they are expansive. Shane Walsh is just back in training. I don't think he's going to be match fit enough to probably start the game. You might see him for 10-15 minutes hopefully, but I mean, you never know what Galway and Cork Park, they could do anything, you know.
It'll be interesting to see how Donegal, I suppose, handle the Galway midfield equally as well. The two lads there, Flynn and O'Curran, have been brilliant. Brendan, you know, Michael Murphy, imagine he has to be back closer to full fitness than he was against Monaghan as well. So all things considered, Donegal, I mean, I know you're saying that Warwick was talking them up there, but they are big favourites to go and get the job done here.
Yeah, they are. I suppose the interesting aspect of the whole weekend is all underdog teams. I mean, Kerry, Dublin, Donegal, Tyrone, we have a fair idea. We know them well, how they're going to play. Kildare, Fermanagh, Galway, Sligo, what are they going to bring? It's the real intriguing aspect of the game. And as you said earlier, I think the closest to them is Galway and Donegal, because Donegal have been lackluster. The biggest problem with Donegal, really, since 2012, since that brilliant All-Ireland victory, really the only two players we've had is Ryan McHugh and McNeilish. You know, other counties, you know, the firepower they have and the ability they have to rejuvenate been eight. You know, I just look back to Kerry and Cork, for example. Paul Gainey being brought in that team in the replay. I mean, absolutely fantastic footballer. I've seen him quite a few times. I was even given an exhibition up in Celtic Park in the league earlier in the year. You know, Donegal at home against Monaghan, they'd have won the match. Simple as that. And that is the difference in probably those top teams. That's why Donegal have to sit and hit. And that just takes a lot out of you. And we just hadn't got the players. And I know Parks, if we kicked 16 wides, normally you'd say Donegal should have won that game. I still think Monaghan deserved to win the match, which shows you the kind of composure that maybe Monaghan had. Whether they can follow that up when we hit Croke Park's a different one. So the big thing for Donegal is how they can cope with Lacey and is Murphy free from injury, because we don't have really the squad. We don't have really the impact players anymore.
Do you expect Galway to set up as they pretty much have done over the last few games, Pádraig, or will there be any changes to try and counteract what we know Donegal are so good at?
They have, because in fairness under Kevin Walsh, like Galway are a lot more kind of organised and defensively, and they are going to try and do this zonal defensive systems, and they have the two midfielders sitting in front of the back six, and they do keep the half hour the half back line, Liam Sink and Gary O'Donnell and Gary Bradshaw in the half back line. They don't be leaving ocean to space like Galway used to be one time, whereas they call it one time, if you score 3-14, Galway would try and score 3-15, whereas now they kind of just sit the six defenders, they sit the two midfielders in front of the defenders and play the game tight, and then they have Gary Sayes coming back, Michael Lundy working hard as well, and they'll be hoping for big games from Paul Conroy, Danny Cummins, these lads to try and kick Galway into victory. But the task is mammoth. Like, I'm not writing up Donegal or trying to boost them up. Like, in the end of the day, Donegal are probably the third best team in the country still, and Galway are probably ranked maybe 8 or 9.
Okay, so it doesn't sound too optimistic. What do you think, Brendan? I take it you're going for a home win.
yeah. Well, I'll stick with Donegal for now, but I, it just depends what side turns up. And I think Kevin Walsh has had a massive effect on Galway, and I think the lads really look up to him. You know, former great, no more than the man on the other end of the phone there, and he certainly got the best from him. The tactics is going to be very intriguing on the day. Have Galway got that ruthless streak, which is going to take them to the next level? That's what we're going to have to see from Galway, and that would be a worry from a Donegal perspective.
Okay, listen, we'll leave it there, lads. It's been great talking to you both. Enjoy the game. It should be a cracker. I'm heading along myself, so I'm looking forward to it. Pádraig Joyce and Brendan Devaney, thanks a million, lads.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. I tell you what, I have a funny feeling about Galway.
You have a little sneaky for Galway.
I do. And I tell you why, because, you know, they made life very difficult for Mayo in that semi-final, right? And there was, I think there was only 4 points in the end, but they really put it up to Mayo, who hammered Sligo. And Sligo are now in a situation where they could be in an Ireland quarter-final. I just think, you know, maybe you can spend too much time drawing graphs between form and results and who beat who and whatever, but they're actually very similar the way they've come. Donegal had to get past Armagh, Derry, same for Galway now, and now they meet Croke Park. A lot of pace in that Galway team. Serious amount of pace in that Galway team. I think they could do it.
Yeah, look, it's not beyond the realms. It's just, it's interesting. Pádraig actually made the point that it doesn't bother Donegal that they obviously lost the Ulster final. Because I wonder, is that because, Hugh, now they're coming in under the radar a bit, the expectation has been lessened from what it was. As I say, they're coming in under the radar, and maybe that might suit Donegal this year.
Yeah.
But I still think Donegal have enough to beat them, because I think you'll get a far better response from Donegal losing an Ulster final than we've seen with Cork obviously losing the Munster final.
And history has shown us that Donegal don't care which way they go.
Yeah.
Now they're in front door, back door.
No, and
door.
I think, and in fairness, you would have to say the two games before the Ulster final, Donegal were very impressive. Murphy's massive. Like,
yeah, he, but is he fit though? Is he
but
right? That,
but that's my point. He was anonymous in the Ulster final, and they don't fire. When he's playing and he's at full speed, they're a different team. Like, he's their go-to man. He's the Messi of that team. And once he's firing, well then, I think he's the best in the country.
51552 for your text. Ask Johnny Ward about his guilty pleasure, Galway United. He's been backing losers for a long time. We always have Johnny on about Galway United. In fact, Johnny will talk about Galway any chance he gets.
He loves Galway United, Johnny.
He does.